How are you doing, Jill?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We've missed you the last couple of weeks. I hope you had a nice time off.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic and ready to rock and roll because we just got a couple weeks here where everyone's paying attention, you know, and once this
Yes.
week and maybe next week roll through, I think nobody really is going to be thinking about the stuff that I cover, which is good because I can goof off for the last week and a half also. So that's
Okay.
good too, right?
Yes, always good. I'm with you there. Okay, so talk to me. Is the economy okay? I mean, it seems people are a bit concerned about it. And in the latest blog that I read from you, you talk about a K-shaped economy. What is that?
Okay, so I'm trying to really make, like, thread the needle between how we feel
Yeah.
and what's really going on in the sort of unfiltered economic information that we have. I know we had some of the economic information stop during the shutdown, but you know what's happened is that people have said they don't feel really great about the economy, right? You know, you see that consumer confidence down at lowest levels, all that kind of stuff. And I think when you poke through, economists are saying, well, why is that? You know, the stock market is up. We're seeing growth of the economy, like from the big picture. Why are people not feeling well? And the explanation is really represented by the letter K. And when you think about the letter K, you draw that line right down, and then there's one arm that goes up and then one arm that goes down. Now, the up part is pretty easy. If you're talking to the top, let's say 15 or 20% of Americans, the people who make maybe more than $175,000 a year as a household, people who have wealth, they've accumulated money in the stock market, they own their home, they're feeling pretty good about the economy. Like, they don't like high prices at the food stores, they don't like paying high prices for furniture, but they feel pretty good. Like, hey, things are humming along, right? But when you look at the vast majority of people, the people who are representing that lower arm down from the K, they are really freaked out by these elevated price levels in not just the tariff-related stuff, but big spending categories: childcare, elder care, health care, housing, the cost of buying a car. This is really showing up in data where people are saying, I don't feel good. I'm worried that I just can't keep up. And even if I got a raise from my boss, which is all well and good, overall, it's still very hard in this economy. And I think a lot of those people, if they own stocks, it's limited in their 401k, it's years off. They've been shut out of the housing market. And so if you don't come in with something good to balance the high price levels that we've seen over the last 5 years, then you're going to say, I don't feel good about the economy. And I think that's really what we're seeing in a lot of the data.
Well, that is quite fascinating. You hit on those key topics: childcare, elder care, health care, housing, automotive costs. That is really substantial for the people, like you said, under, excuse me, $175 or $175,000 a year. So
Yeah,
that.
I mean, if you think about it, even if you are making a lot of money and you have a
Right.
low cost of living, right? Let's say you live in your area, you make as a family, like maybe you have $150,000 as household income, but you weren't lucky enough to buy a house at the right time, so you're still renting. You've got a couple of kids, you've just had them, childcare is going up. Maybe you've got parents who need some help. And you put it all together and you might say, like, yeah, I have some money in my 401k. Maybe I've got $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 in there, but I can't touch that money for a long time. So I don't think of that money as making me feel better. So to me, this explains a lot of the negative aspects of these confidence readings because it doesn't make sense that we see an economy that is growing. We're not seeing mass layoffs. The job market is definitely changing, but we don't have a great explanation for why is it that some people really feel left behind. And I think this is about as good an explanation as I can conjure up.
I
This is
think
after talking to a bunch of economists.
that's an excellent allegory, you know, the way you described it to remember. Okay, so we've got a Fed meeting coming up this week, though, and the central bank expected to cut interest rates by another 0.25%. So now that I have to buy a new car, one of those stressful things you just talked about, unfortunately, because
It
I
might
was,
be a little better.
yeah,
You're
I was about
right.
to
And
say,
you
is
know
it going to
what?
be a little better? The
It will
rating,
be. It
the
will
interest
be.
rate?
It will be a little better. However, you know, the overall cost, if you, I mean, I'm just going to talk about cars for 1 second, like
Sure.
forgetting about housing, which is ridiculous. But, you know, if a car basically costs, on average, a new car, 50 grand in the US, and the interest rate to finance that is now going from, I'm going to make it up, let's say it goes from 8.5% to 8% over the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. It's still expensive,
yes.
Right? There's two aspects of it. There's the price and then the cost of financing that price. And so, yes, it's great that the Fed is going to give some relief to people who are borrowers. But if you're going to buy a car, if you've got credit card debt, man, credit card debt is still, you know, the cost of credit card debt is still over 20%.
Yeah.
So I think that there'll be some relief over time, but it may not be enough. Now, I do think that there's something kind of fabulous lurking in the next few months, and that is that we're on track to see a big season for tax refunds.
Oh, gosh,
so
nice.
So here is my impassioned plea for everybody. This is not Scrooge McSchlesinger, okay? I promise. But
okay.
I do hope that people try to use their heads a little bit this holiday season. Because if you go out and you go through the holidays and you just kill it and you put a bunch of stuff on your credit card, when you get that big tax refund, what you're going to do is you're going to be smart and say, well, I'm going to pay down the high-interest credit card, and you're not going to feel that much better. But if you go a little bit easy this holiday season, just a little bit, use some restraint, okay? If you can do that, and then come the tax filing season, you get this big refund, and it's, let's say, $4,000, and you don't have a lot of credit card debt, you can now start to feel a little more comfortable about your own financial situation.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
why not going crazy has a real benefit this particular holiday season.
Well, that is excellent advice. Thank you so much. JillOnMoney.com is where you can get more information. And Jill, we'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.